Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
If you were living back in England in George Mueller's day and had the chance to meet him, he would have no doubt left a strong impression on you. He was a tall, slender man. When he preached, people were drawn because of his accent and the fact that he spoke slowly, with great care to diction and pronunciation. Mueller was a methodical man, given to great detail in his personal life. He was very disciplined. He would awake at 5 a.m. after 7 hours of sleep, splash cold water on his face, and go immediately to the Bible, which he would read for an hour. Then George, Mary, and their only daughter, Lydia, would meet for breakfast. Breakfast was followed by prayer and verse-by-verse Bible study, taking about 14 months to read through the Bible. After that was a short time of prayer with Mary, in which they would pray about the more pressing matters of the day. At 8 a.m., George went through his correspondence and letter writing. At 10, he met with 9 assistants, going over their assignments for the day. The rest of the day was taken up with the general work of the orphanage until supper at 6 at the orphanage, followed by a time of sitting, relaxing, and talking. Then George did a check of everything pertinent at the orphanage to be sure everything was running smoothly. At 9, he and Mary again went to prayer. They prayed about everything. Often there were 50 separate items brought to prayer in that hour.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.